我觉得我们刚刚讲过，耶稣说我心里柔和谦卑。
In Matthew chapter 11 verse 29 it says, I am gentle and humble in heart.
这句话它原文呢，它是说我是心里柔和谦卑。
In the original scripture it's actually meaning I am gentle and humble.
主耶稣他说你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
And Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
也就是说主耶稣他要我们学习他柔和谦卑的榜样。
And that means we should follow his example in being gentle and humble.
耶稣基督他除了言教以外，他在柔和谦卑上面他有什么身教呢？
In addition to his words, what examples he laid for us.
在腓立比书我们刚读过第二章第五节，他说你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
In Philippians chapter 2 we've just read, he said, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ.
那就是要我们要学习耶稣基督的榜样。
It's teaching us to follow his examples.
那六节到八节呢，就是描述主耶稣他柔和谦卑的榜样。
And in verse 6 to 8, it describes what an example Jesus laid for us.
主耶稣的柔和谦卑不是他嘴巴讲讲而已。
Jesus didn't just talk about being gentle and humble.
他乃是有一个实际行动的榜样。
But he acted it out.
主耶稣是真正的柔和谦卑者。
Lord Jesus is truly gentle and humble.
除了他以外，我们找不到任何一个真正的柔和谦卑者。
And there is none like him.
所以他最有资格要求我们要效法他柔和谦卑的榜样。
So he is the most qualified to ask us to follow his example.
那我们要怎么样效法耶稣基督的柔和谦卑呢？
So how can we be like Jesus in his gentleness and humble?
首先我们来思想，我们怎么样效法基督的柔和。
First, we're going to talk about how can we be gentle like Jesus.
柔和啊，它就是温柔的意思。
Gentle means meek.
在King James Version, 它用这个 meek 这个字哈，这个 meek 呢，不是 weak.
In King James Version, it chose the word meek, but meek doesn't mean weak.
那也就是说柔啊，柔不等于弱。
Meek is not weak.
这个水啊是最柔的。
Water is the most flexible thing in the world.
它能够装在任何的器皿里面。
It can fit into any containers.
但是水也是具有无比的力量。
But it's very powerful.
它可用来发电。
We can generate electricity with it.
啊，最近世界上有很多的水灾啊。
And around the globe, there were many floods these days.
那也是水的力量所造成的伤害。
The damage can caused by water is also great.
使人的生命财产受到很大的损失。
We got many losses due to it.
所以柔不等于弱，弱也不是柔。
Therefore, gentle is not weak.
罪人只有肉，但是没有柔。
The sinners are weak, but they're not gentle.
因为这个弱本身有罪的成分在里面。
Because there is sin in weakness.
罪会使人软弱。
Sin makes us weak.
但是主耶稣他有柔无弱。
But Jesus is gentle, but not weak.
因为他没有罪。
Because he is free of sin.
而且他是无比的柔和。
He is the gentlest.
他的柔和彰显出最大的刚强出来。
And in his gentleness, there is a great strength.
因为他的柔和，他没有为自己反抗仇敌。
For his, because he is gentle, he didn't fight against his enemies for himself.
因为他的柔和，所以他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话。
Because he is gentle, He didn't argue back when he was scolded, and he didn't threat when he was harmed.
无论人怎么样的摧残他、鞭打他、凌辱他，他都不发怒。
However, horribly he was beaten and tortured, he was not angry.
他们把他钉在十字架上，他也是默默无声。
Even when nailed to the cross, he remained silent.
因为他的柔和，他甘心被钉在十字架上。
Because he is gentle, he is willingly nailed to the cross.
虽然有人讥讽，凌辱他，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以从十字架上下来。”
Though people mocked him and said, "He is the King of Israel. Let him down now from the cross, and we will believe in him."
弟兄姐妹，如果是你，你会不会下来？
Brothers and sisters, if you were there, will you come down from the cross?
你能够从十字架下来，你会不会下来？
If you could, would you do it?
我就会下来啊。
I would.
我会下来说，你们这些人，冲给我跪下，冲该死。
I will come down and tell them, bend your knees. You are all condemned to death.
弟兄姐妹，在人看来，主耶稣他没有下来。But
brothers and sisters, Jesus didn't came down.
他的柔和好像是懦弱。His
gentleness may seem like weakness.
但是在人看来的懦弱，却成就了神最伟大的救赎罪人的工作。But
the weakness in man's eyes accomplished the biggest achievement of God, which is the redemption of sinners.
我们今天之所以能够成为从一个罪的奴仆，能够成为神的儿女，完全是主耶稣的柔和造成的。The
gentleness of Jesus is the very reason that we can become God's children from servants of sin.
弟兄姐妹，你自己认为你是不是一个柔和的人？
Brothers and sisters, do you think you are a gentle person?
或许我们会认为，哎，我自己还不错，啊，我还是蛮柔和的。Maybe
we would think, oh, we're pretty good.
我说话这个轻声细语的，也这个态度也非常好。I
speak softly with a good attitude.
我一向很体贴别人，很关心别人，已经算是很柔和了。
I care about others and I comfort others, so I'm pretty gentle.
但是人自认为自己很柔和，实际上是没有遇到一些很厉害的刺激啊。But
we think we are gentle, it's probably because we've never met with enough irritations.
当人的话语或是某一件事情临到我们的时候，它刺中我们的要害。If
something or some words came to us and it's hurting our weak spot.
那伤到我们的痛处,
or it's like poking our wounds,
我们的柔和就不见了,
our gentleness will disappear.
我们可能就会变得脸红耳赤的大声说话,
we might turn red and argue back loudly.
真的求主帮助我们效法主耶稣的柔和。
We pray that Lord will help us to be gentle like him.
有一位在远东, 做宣教士的西班牙人查韦尔,
There was a Spanish missionary, Charwell, preaching in Far East.
他有一次在讲道的时候呢，被人当众吐口水在他的脸上。
When he was preaching, someone spitted on his face.
他只是用手帕把他的口水抹掉而已。He
just wiped it with a napkin.
然后继续毫不在意的继续讲道。And
continued. Regardless.
他这样的举动感动了那些存着一个批评讥诮的心来听到的人。
His action moved those with a mocking heart.
其中有一个医生说，一种道理能够有这样的力量，使人如此的柔和勇敢。
And one of the doctors in the audience said, if there is a way to make someone gentle and brave like this,
这一定是天道啊！
This must be God's way.
啊，他就因为这样子信了耶稣，加入教会。
And for this reason, he was baptized and joined the church.
可见这个柔和的力量是何等的大。
We can see how great a power gentle has.
在台湾有一个吴勇长老啊。
In Taiwan, there is an elder called 永吴。
我听过他做这样的见证啊。
I've heard his testimony.
他说他有一次去医院探访啊。
He said, at one time he went to a hospital to see someone.
他探访这个人，他已经之前已经探访好几次了。
He visited that person for several times.
但是那个人都好像这个回应很不好，而且是有点厌烦了。
And at that time the person was not in a good condition, and he seemed to be bored about life.
他说他那次去的时候呢，那个人表现得更那个态度很恶劣。
And he said at that time, the patient was in a very bad mood.
竟然拿了一杯开水啊，就当着吴勇长老的面给他泼过去啊。
And he tried to spill boiling water over Elder Wu.
吴勇说他没有做什么。也没有去擦，他就继续的跟他传福音。
And Elder Wu said he didn't do anything, he didn't even wipe it out, off, but kept preaching gospel to him.
没有想到吴勇长老这样的一个柔和的一个表现呢，真的感动那个人。
And he didn't saw that Elder Wu's action moved that person.
后来信了耶稣。
And he became a believer.
就是柔和的力量。
That is the power.Of gentleness.
我们接着思想，我们要效法基督的谦卑。
And secondly, let's think about how we can be humble like Jesus.
这个教父奥古斯丁啊，他曾经这样讲。
Augustinus once said.
他说，信徒的连成啊，有三步啊。
There were three step. There are three steps to a believer's spiritual journey.
第一。是谦卑。
The first step is to be humble.
第二是谦卑。
The second step is to be humble.
第三还是谦卑。
And the third step is still to be humble.
一个基督徒若不谦卑，属灵的生命不会再求长进。
If a Christian is not humble, he will not seek growth in his spiritual life.
谦卑有一个主要的表现就是谦让。
And one of the expressions of humbleness is to give up or let go.
当然还有其他的，但是我们今天只讲谦让。
There are, of course are many others, but we will focus on this one today.
我们要来思想基督谦让的榜样。
We will be thinking upon how Jesus laid an example of giving up way.
我们一同来读腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 12, verse 6. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
这里说到他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
It says, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage.
请注意这些话哈，他本有，却不以。
Pay attention to these words in Chinese. It's though he is in very nature God, but he did not consider.
这个就是谦让的表现。
That is an action of humbleness.
这里讲到强夺什么意思呢？
In Chinese, it has a word that means like grabbing.
这个强夺在原文就是说你紧抓的不放啊。
It's like seizing onto something and won't let go.
啊，也就是说，耶稣基督他本来就是神，但他没有紧抓着与神同等的这样的地位不放，这个就是谦让。
So here it says, Jesus.Yes, in very nature, God. However, he didn't seize onto this identity and won't let go, which is an action of humble.
这里讲到耶稣说他本有神的形象。
It says, Jesus is in very nature God.
那个希腊文呢，有两个字呢，都可以翻译作叫形象。
In Greece, there are two words that can be translated to like Jesus having the same image of God.
啊，一个字叫做 morphe， 它是一种本质的形象，是永远不可能改变的。
One of them is morphe, which means the essence, the true existence of something.
另外一种叫做 schema， 它是一种外表的形象。那是可以随着时间不同的时间环境来改变的。
The other one is schema, which is just on the outside appearance and will change upon time and environment.
就拿我们人来讲啊，我们人有本质的形象 ，morphe。
For example, take us human beings, we have a morphe.
也就是说，我们人，那我们永远都是人。
We're always human beings.
他属人的这个本性永远都不可能改变的。
That quality will not change, will never change.
他不会说啊，三十岁以前他是人，三十岁以后就变成动物跟植物，那不可能的。
It's not possible for someone, being a human before he's 30 and then animals afterwards.
因为这是神各从其类的创造。
Because God made us according to our kind.
但是人也有外表的形象 schema.
However, we also have a schema.
这个外表的形象呢，经常在改变的。
That is ever changing.
有所谓女大十八变。
There is a Chinese saying that when a girl grows up to be a woman, there are many changes.
随着年龄的增长啊，我们人的外表会改变。
As we grow up, our schema changes.
你婴孩时候的外表肯定跟你现在的外表不一样。
Your appearance when you were a baby is surely different from your appearance right now.
你三十年后的外表肯定跟你现在的外表也不一样。
And your appearance 30 years afterwards won't be the same as today.
三十年前的我呢，跟现在不一样啊。
Myself 30 years ago looks very different from myself now.
保罗讲到耶稣他是具有神的形象，他是用本质的形象 morphe 这个字。
When Paul talks about Jesus having the same image as God, he used morphe.
也就是说耶稣他的神性的本质他是永远不会变的。
Which means the deity of Jesus, the morphe of God will never change.
即使耶稣他道成肉身，起着人的样式，成为人之后，他的外表的形象会改变，但他具有神那一种本质的形象是不会改变的。
Though he can took on human schema, and change his appearance to look like human, he still have the morphe of God, which will never change.
耶稣他是一个完全的人，但是他也是一个完全的神。
Jesus is completely human, at the same time, he's also completely God.
耶稣跟父神有相同的本质。
Jesus and the Father have the same morphe.
在约翰福音第十章第三十节，他说：“我与父原为一。”
In John chapter 10, verse 30, it says, I and the Father are one.
也就是说耶稣说他跟父有同样神性的那种本质的形象。
Which means they share the same morphe.
耶稣他跟父神有同样的生命。
Also, Jesus and the Father have the same life.
我们一同来读这个约翰福音第五章二十六节。
John chapter 5, verse 26.
我们一同读来听。因为父怎样在自己有生命。
就给他儿子也照样在自己有生命。
耶稣是在自己有生命。
Jesus has life in himself.
他的生命不需要借着别的存在而存在。
His existence doesn't depend on others.
这也是他跟我们人最不一样的地方。
And this is the biggest difference of, between Jesus and us.
人的存在是需要根据父母的存在。
Our existence based upon our the existence of our parents.
父母的存在是根据祖父母的存在。
Which is based upon the existence of our grandparents.
所以人的存在是产生的存在。
Therefore, our existence is made.
是被造的存在。
And created.
是因别人的存在而存在。
And dependent on other people.
但是我们感谢赞美我们的主耶稣基督, 他不是被造者, 而是创造者。
But we give all the praise to our Lord Jesus. He is not a creation, but the creator.
他不是因为别人的存在才存在。
He exists just by himself.
他是自由拥有。 是万有之源，是万福之本。
He is, and he is the source of all things and goodness.
耶稣与父神有相同的荣耀。
And also Jesus have the same glory as the Father.
我们一同来读这个约翰福音，第17章第4节、5节。
John chapter 17, verse 4 to 5.
请，我在地上已经荣耀你。
你所托付我的事，你已经成全的。父啊，我现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是为有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。耶稣成就了神所要做的，就是荣耀神。 Jesus glorifies the Lord by accomplishing His work.
他做完神所要做的，他就进入了荣耀。
After He's done the work. For the Father, He will enter the glory.
这个荣耀不是他从未享受过的。
And this is not something that He haven't experienced before.
这第五节用了两次"同"这个字。
In verse 5 in Chinese, there were twice, it used "say" or "together" twice.
这表明了他圣子神格的位置是跟 具有这个父相同的地位。
It means that his position as the son have the is have the equal position of the father.
在神圣的荣耀里，他跟父跟子是相同的。
In the holy glory, he is equal to the father.
他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
He is completely God and also completely human.
耶稣从完全的神成为完全的人，完全是因为他的谦让。
Jesus became God in flesh, all due to his humbleness.
他不以他自己与神同等为强夺的。
He did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣的谦让不但是我们 得救、得蒙救赎的根源。
Brothers and sisters, the humbleness of Lord Jesus is not just the source of our salvation.
也是我们服侍神、服侍人的榜样。
But also an example that we can follow to serve the Lord and serve those around us.
谦让不是妥协，不是唯命是从。
Being humble is not the same as making compromises and taking orders.
更不是没有原则和立场，乃是懂得在怎样的事上以一个温柔的态度去持守真理的立场。
Nor sacrificing our principles and positions, but to understand how can we use a gentle attitude to stand firmly on our spiritual ground.
也就是说，态度温柔。 但是立场却很坚定。
In other words, stand firmly with a gentle attitude.
这个立场不是个人看法的立场，而是圣经真理的立场。
And we stand firmly not in our own position and opinions, but in the truth that we learned from Bible.
换句话讲，谦让就是怎么样？就是当争而争。 当让而让。
In other words, humility is to fight for what's worth fighting for and to let go what could be let go.
而不是当让当争却让，或者是当让却争。
And not the opposite.
有两只山羊在一个非常狭窄的山路上相遇。
There were two goats, met up with each other on a very narrow, path in mountains.
啊，这个路狭窄到只能容许一只羊通过。
The road is so narrow that only one of the goat can pass. One goat can pass each time.
而且这个窄路一边是悬崖峭壁，一边是万丈深渊。
And on the road, on one side it's the mountain, and the other side it's a cliff.
你说这两只羊怎么样才能够通过这样的窄路呢？
So how could these two goats get past in this narrow road?
他们没有因为要争路啊就打起来。
I didn't fight for the right of using the road.
如果这样的话，那两败俱伤都会掉下去的。
If they did so, both of them would be hurt and fall down.
反而有一只羊，它跪下来。
One of the goat kneeled down，
尽量的放平它的身体
，and tried to lay as flat as he could as it could，
让另外一只羊从它的身上踩过去
，so the other goat can step on his body and pass。
也因为这样子，这两只羊都很平安的通过这一条狭窄的山路。
That's how both goats passed this narrow mountain road safely.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣就好像那一只跪着平躺的山羊。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is like that goat that's kneeling down and laying flat.
让我们从他的身体踩过去。
He's letting us to step on his body.
使我们因此可以罪得赦免，得到神所赐的新生命。
And so our sins can be forgiven, and we can have this new life from God.
这是主耶稣的谦让所造成的。
We got it all because of His humbleness.
我们要效法主耶稣的谦让。
And we need to follow His example.
必要时，也要让人从我们身上踩过去。
When necessary, we need to let others step on our bodies.
这不是软弱妥协。
This is not a weak compromise.
而是由谦让而来的一个真正的坚强。
But true strength from humility.
今天许多神的儿女问题出在哪里？就出在当争却让，当让却争。
Today, many God's children have this problem of fighting for what could be compromised and compromised for what's worth fighting for.
神的儿女要争什么呢
？What shall we fight for？
当争着爱主，争着侍奉主，争着传福音，争着找机会向人表示爱心。
We should fight for loving God more and serving Him more, and to spread the gospel more, and for more opportunities to show our love around others.
但很多时候，我们这些当争的，我们没有争。却争我们个人的意见、个人的看法，争自己的一口气，争自己的面子。但是那些当让的，我们却力争。
But many times we didn't fight for those things, but instead we fought for our own opinions and our ego and our faces, and we fought for all those things that we could compromise.
我看到一些教会的分类都是。争一些与真理无关的小事情。
I saw some churches split, for trivial things that has nothing to do with the truth.
有一间教会啊，他们要建堂。
There was a church trying to establish a building.
啊，这是好事情啊！啊，教会建堂是个好事情啊。
It's a great thing.
但是这个教会后来因为建堂。的事情而分裂。
But that church split, because they couldn't reach agreements.
好事变成坏事啊。
A good thing become a bad thing.
为什么要分裂呢
？Why did they split?
因为有一半的弟兄姊妹认为厕所的颜色要用蓝色的。
because half of the brothers and sisters thought the toilet should have a blue color.
有一半的人说厕所要用白色的。
And the other want white.
有认为地毯要用红色的。
Some thought they should use a red carpet.
有认为地毯要用紫色的。
And some others thought it should be purple.
就是争这些事情。
All those matters.
争来争去呢，把教会分裂。
And all of those led to the split of the church.
一些教会的纷争不和，其实都是个人的意见、意气之争造成的。
Many disagreements in church are results from fighting of personal opinions.
凡是人为自己争一口气，或为面子而争，争个人的意见、看法而争，都是属肉体的作为。
Fighting for one's own ego and face or opinions is deed of the flesh.
我盼望弟兄姐妹，我们要记得。 凡是跟真理没有关系的事情，你不要太坚持你的意见或看法。
And I hope that brothers and sisters, you will remember that anything that has nothing to do with the truth, don't get too attached to your own opinions.
弟兄姐妹，我们在服事上也要一个谦让的心。
Brothers and sisters, we should also have a humble heart in our servings.
在服事上，我们当争而争，当让而让。
We should also fight for what's worth fighting for and compromise when we can.
在服事上当争而让，不是谦卑，而是贤懒。
In serving the Lord, if you give up what's worth fighting for, it's not humble, it's lazy.
有些基督徒呢，你请他参加侍奉啊，他说：“哎呀，我不会啊，参加这个侍奉啊，我也不会啊，那个侍奉我也不会啊。”
Sometimes when you invite a Christian to join the service, he would be saying, oh, I don't know how to do this, and I don't know how to do that.
没有一样他会的。
There's nothing he could do.
反正跟他交代，我都不会。
And everything you try to get him to do, he said he just can't do it.
这种基督徒呢，就是闲懒。
That is a lazy Christian.
就好像那领1000两银子的那个仆人，把银子埋在土里一样。
Just like the servant who got one bag of gold and hid it in the ground.
在服事的事上，当让而争，不是殷勤，而是骄傲。
In services, to fight for what could be compromises, a compromise is not diligent but arrogance.
有些基督徒的确有很好的才干。
Some Christians do have a lot of gifts and talents.
他还有恩赐，而且他很殷勤侍奉。
And he's also and they could also be very diligent.
但却因为这样子，自以为非我不行而心生骄傲。
But then they will think they are the only ones that can do certain things, and then they become arrogant.
就很难跟人家同心配搭侍奉。
And they become difficult to be serving with other people.
弟兄姐妹，在服事上当争而让，以至于贤难，或是在服事上当让而争，以至于骄傲，都不是主所喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters, in our services, compromising what should be faithful and become lazy, or fight for what should be compromised and become arrogant, are not pleasing to God's eyes.
主所喜悦的是什么？是殷勤侍奉而不骄傲的基督徒。
What would please the Lord is Christians diligent in their services and humble in their hearts.
教会越多这样的基督徒，越蒙神的祝福。
The more Christians like these, the more blessings we will get from the Lord.
因为这些基督徒是效法 主耶稣基督谦让的榜样，
because they follow the example laid by Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天思想要效法基督的柔和谦卑。
Brothers and sisters, today we think about how can we be humble and gentle like Jesus.
我们特别思想到效法耶稣基督的谦让，
and especially how Jesus gave up on what belongs to him.
我们的主耶稣基督，他是本是跟父神同等的，但是他没有为此而争。
Our Lord Jesus, is in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage.
他为顺服父神的差遣而争。
Instead, he fought for obeying the Father's orders.
为完成父神的托付而争。
And fighting for accomplish God's work.
为成就救赎的大功而争。
And fought for our salvation.
但是他是何等的谦让。
And at the same time, how humble is him?
他有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He is in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage.
他虚举，举着奴仆的形象。
Rather, he made himself nothing.
成为人的样式。
The very nature
自己卑微。
Being made in human likeness.
存心顺服，以至于死。
And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming.
却死在十字架上。
Even death on a cross.
这是何等的谦让。
How humble he is.
弟兄姐妹，想想我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, think about ourselves.
自从我们信主之后，我们为什么而争？
Since we became God's children, what were we fighting for?
我们为什么而战？
What did we give up?
求圣灵帮助我们。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will help us.
应当为什么而争？应当为什么而战？
So we know what we should fight for and what we should give up.
使我们在争跟让这件事上，我们效法耶稣基督的柔和谦卑。
So in both aspects, we can be gentle and humble like Jesus.
跟从他的脚中行。
And follow his steps.
我们来唱这首诗歌，主，我愿像你。
Let's sing together, Lord, I want to be like you.
这个诗歌本来在342首，如果你们要看谱的话。
It's in handbook
342，这是我祷告，我的盼望，我甘愿舍弃世上的财宝，披戴主基督完美形象。No. 荣耀的救主，向你纯洁，愿你的甘甜，愿你的丰盛，愿你的圣心生引我灵。祝我愿向你千顺服就人，忍耐且勇敢，圣洁柔顺，以苦待主吗？能逆来顺受，令自受痛苦，使人得救。祝我愿向你，祝我愿向你，荣耀的救主，向你纯洁，愿你的甘甜，愿你的丰盛，愿你的圣神引我灵。祝我愿向你恳求万求生，以爱以生命充满我心，使我终生给呵护你居住，更是我生命配居天赋。祝我愿向你，祝我愿向你，荣耀的救主，向你纯洁，愿你的甘甜，愿你的丰盛，愿你的圣心生于我心。
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，天父上帝，主耶稣，我们就好像诗歌所唱的一样，我们愿意向你，向你那样的柔和谦卑。
Oh Lord, oh Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to be like we just sang, be like you, humble like you, gentle like you.
感谢你在柔和谦卑上面，你给我们做了榜样。
Thank you for being such a great example in this.
让我们能够向你学习，应当争就争，应当让就让。
So we can learn from you and fight for what's worth fighting for, and give up what we could compromise.
特别求你帮助我们每一个你的儿女们，当我们在教会一同配搭侍奉的时候。
And we also pray to you, especially for your children, when we serve together in your church.
教导我们不要因为一些与真理没有关的那些芝麻小事，我们争自己的意见，争自己的看法。
Teach us to not fight for our own opinions on trivial things that has nothing to do with your word.
我们所要争的是真理的原则。
What we want to fight for is for your principles.
我们在真理的原则上，我们要择善固执。
On your principles, we need to be stubborn for what's good.
在跟真理没有关系的事情上面，您让我们能够知道谦让。
And on other things, teach us to be humble.
好叫我们在整个教会当中能够有一个合一的见证。
So we can be one in your church.
好让因为我们肯 摆出这样一个柔和谦卑的这样一个见证，而让整个教会能够合而为一，能够同心合意，兴旺你的福音。
And we pray that by obeying your gentleness and humbleness, we can live out as one in you and spread your gospel as one.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.